first bill today is House Bill 1067 to revise the property tax levies for general fund of a school district. House Bill 1067 is now open for public hearing and proponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Tammy Darnell, and I'm with the Bureau of Finance and Management. I just wanted to come up here to talk about House Bill 1067. This is the annual levies bill that goes through legislature each year. And what it does is it will adjust the levies for payable 2006 down to the level that we have calculated as needed according to the Cutler-Gabriel Amendment to go with the allocation that was given, or appropriate recommendation for the budget, I'm sorry, for state aid that the governor made this year, or for 2006. Traditionally, what happens is this bill is introduced in the first house, and it's just a drop of 1 cent from the prior year's levy. And then as it's passed out of the first house as is, and then any changes that are made by appropriations or by any other committee to state aid would be reflected before we make the final bill, and then we will submit an amendment to set the levies to where they should be according to what Cutler-Gabriel is and what the final appropriation for state aid will be. Are there any questions?
Thank you. I believe in this case, well, we'll just run through the procedures.
Okay.
Are there any other proponents? Tammy, I don't think you need to go too far. Are there any other proponents? Are there any opponents? Any opponents to House Bill 1067? Seeing none, are there any questions from the committee? Representative O'Brien.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think it would be maybe a good, just for a basis of discussion, we talk about Cutler-Gabriel and what does that mean to the ordinary public. Might be good to have a little explanation about that. Thank you.
That would probably be a good idea, and we will exercise you a little bit. And
no problem. I'll do my best. Stacy Kruzmark could definitely describe this better, but what Cutler-Gabriel does, when the state aid formula was first passed, we would just set levies each year. Well, you ended up having a big swing. Levies would go down 1 year because taxes, the state aid is on a fiscal year basis. Taxes are on a calendar year. So you have two different calendar years. So you'd have big swings in levies. They would go down 1 year, and then they would have to go back up the next year to make up for the difference. So the Cutler-Gabriel Amendment was passed so that we projected state aid out 2 years in the future to maintain our ratio. So that way we don't have this big shift in the levies. We can pretty much keep going down and what our levy is set as long as valuations keep increasing. Is that okay?
Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you, Tammy. We will close committee to discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Michaels.
Move to pass.
Representative Michaels moves to pass. Representative Dykstra seconds. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Dietrich?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Barnos?
Aye.
Haley?
Aye.
Argent?
Aye.
Krauss?
Aye.
Michael?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
O'Brien?
Aye.
Ray?
Aye.
Dykstra?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye. Motion passes 12-0.
Chairman.
Representative Frost.
Move consent.
Representative Frost moves consent. Representative Dykstra seconds. Comments on that motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? House Bill 1067 will go to the floor. Do pass on consent.